This is Odette Auger, Sagamic Anishinaabeg, living on Clahoose territories here on Cortez Island. This story is for Cortez Community Radio, 89.5 FM. The sun was shining on Cortez Island School today as orange t-shirts were shared with all 90 children. At the front entrance, staff had arranged picture books and children's literature about Indian Residential Schools, IRS, and the Truth and Reconciliation Day. From the kitchen came noises of Rosemary Jack from Clahoose and her daughter Verna Russ preparing bannock tacos for the school and guests. Visiting the school as honored guests were Clahoose elders, sisters Rose Hansen and Jesse Louie, with singer Brenda Hansen. Michael Datura is the new principal at the school, and he shared why this day is important to communicate.
As a principal, obviously, the day, I feel like, needs to be observed, especially given the role that the education system has played in colonization. I think it's important. I think it's important for students to see the Canadian flag come down and be replaced, just to acknowledge that the nation, the role of the nation state in colonization and in the continued oppression of Indigenous peoples. I got into education partly through environmental activism, but then partly also through Indigenous allyship. So one of my sort of central mandates, which lines up with one of the mandates of the district, is to celebrate and honor Indigenous worldviews. I think TRC is one of the ways we can do that, I hope.
Erica Cohn, president of the school's Parent Advisory Committee, PAC, praised his dedication for making the day meaningful and building connections with the Indigenous community. Datura had connected with the PAC in June, months before his official work hours began as the new principal.
Michael was all in, and it's been really incredible to watch him and how much of his focus, both starting in June and all the way through to now, has been around this day and trying to do it right and trying to make connections with the Clahoose community and other Indigenous people on the island.
The flag was conceived during the summer of 2021 when discoveries of unmarked graves on the grounds of former residential schools sparked mourning across the globe, explains the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation, NCTR. As the public asked how to mark their respect, survivors discussed remembrance and created a survivor's flag as a symbol to honor the lives impacted by the residential school system. The school has been sharing information in age-appropriate ways all month for the different grades. The Cortez Island Academy for High School Ages registered for a week of online lunch and learns with the NCTR, exploring IRS history, unconscious bias, and debunking stereotypes and the intergenerational impacts. The children joined singer Brenda Hansen in singing the Iyajutham welcome song in the gym, and then listened carefully while she shared the significance of having language taken away and the lifelong work of reclamation. She explained her mother, Rose, and her auntie, Jessie, went to residential schools, and as the next generation, she was not aware of the history. It wasn't until quite a bit later, when she was grown up, Hansen shared, explaining the concept of intergenerational impacts. The children transitioned outdoors, forming concentric circles around the flagpole, where the Canadian flag was lowered. The survivor's flag was raised with an explanation of the symbols. At the center of the flag, two adults sit, representing ancestors watching over us, families ripped apart, and also families reuniting and healing together. Two children sit with them, representing not only were children taken, but they were taken all at once, leaving houses and villages silent. The seats below the ground represent the children who did not come home. They were always there, but are now seen and searched for, explains the NCTR website. The school children joined in drumming as the orange flag rose and unfurled against the blue sky. Elder Jessie Louie shared the emotions running through her, seeing all those orange t-shirts, making her think of the kids who never made it home. It's difficult to imagine how this even happened. Jessie shared the impact of families feeling like strangers. When I got home, I sat at a table with my mom, and we couldn't even have a conversation, she explained. Her mother couldn't speak English, and Jessie had forgotten her language. She shared, "I wanted to talk to her so bad, but we just sat there in silence."
I never thought I'd see this day that I'd be speaking to all these children wearing the Every Child Matters, to tell a bit of my story. It's part of healing. Every time you speak of it, you kind of let a little bit of yourself go, the hurt that you feel. And that's what I felt today. I kind of feel a bit of relief. Because the healing journey of the residential school is a long journey.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded through Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.